Welcome back. So today I'm going to have another Old Nation review. This is Fritz Lager. Thank you to Tim and Avery for this one. 5.5% ABV and 18 IBUs. I want to say Old Nation's had this for a while, out for a while, and I just never picked it up because it is a lager. M43 Boss Tweed, something like that, I would rather drink. But since I was given this, I'm going to drink it. So, off-white colored head, a little yellow coming up through there, pretty much all small bubbles. About a finger of head. Lots of floaties in this one. Golden yellow in color. I think you guys can see them, maybe. I mean, obviously you can see me. Let's go ahead and smell. Like sweet malt, maybe a little grainy, crackery in there. Maybe a touch of floral. I don't know what hops are using in this. Yeah, light sweet malt, a little grainy maltiness in there. I'm not tasting yeast or anything like that. So let's go ahead and take a drink. Little bitterness, malty, sweet malt, a little bitterness, 18 IBUs, I would probably say like 25, 30 perceived. That's about it. It seems like a standard lager. Light maltiness, like I said, a little sweetness, a little bitterness. The bitterness, the perceived bitterness, seems like it's a little high. If anything, I would go back to that floral note. Maybe a touch of floral in the back end of it. Really nothing off-putting except for that bitterness is kind of weird in there. I don't know if they're trying to make like a commercial beer, but with a little bitterness for like craft beer people, like combined both worlds or something like that. Even in the aftertaste, a little maltiness, graininess, something like that in there. It's not like I'm chewing on the grain. It's like the aftertaste of the grain. 'Cause if I'm at a homebrew shop and I see something new, I'll taste it. And that's that aftertaste is kind of what this is like. Not bad. I would go with a 3.75 out of 5. That's it. So let's go ahead and check on tap, see what they're saying. 12 of my friends have checked it in. 3.9. Out of 2,500 people checked it in, 3.72. So I'm right in line with them. Helles Lager is what they're calling this. 100 years. Same styles, focus on hops and malts. So I'm guessing German hops and malts, maybe, in this. Crisp, clean, balanced, grainy, malty. I didn't say crisp or clean. But grainy and malty. Yeah, I would have put sweetness in there. Sweetness and bitterness or something like that. Let's just see. Somebody gave it a 5. Let's see if anybody said anything. Herbal hops. Spicy herbal hops. Okay, I can kind of see that. Little grainy. Okay, yeah, so if you can find this, definitely worth picking up and trying if you're a lager fan. If you don't like lagers, I'd probably stay away from it.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. If you would like to check out the video version, head over to YouTube, search Brad Allison or Brad Allison 31st Brewing. You can also check out my website at 31stbrewing.com. There I will have all the videos and some blogs. Thank you for joining me, and until next time, happy brewing.